The federal government has promised to cover up to 50% of the cost of protecting the Chignecto Isthmus from catastrophic flooding. But now the four Atlantic premiers are calling on the federal government to cover the full cost of the project. After a recent meeting in Mill River PEI, the Council of Atlantic Premiers issued a statement acknowledging the isthmus as a vital corridor at risk due to rising sea levels, and saying the premiers reiterated that the federal government has a constitutional responsibility to maintain links between provinces and fully fund this project. A spokesperson for New Brunswick Premier Blaine Higgs confirmed via email that the premiers are asking for 100% federal funding of the infrastructure project, which has been estimated to cost between $190 million and $300 million in a study released last year. That's a departure from recent statements by provincial ministers from Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. In an April news release, New Brunswick Transportation and Infrastructure Minister Jeff Carr said, "We want the federal government to be a majority lion's share stakeholder in funding this project because neither province can afford to foot the bill." The release goes on to say, "Both provinces are pressing for the federal government to carry more than a 50% share of the cost, but it does not go as far as to call for 100% funding." But Carr did compare the Isthmus Protection Project to the Confederation Bridge, noting that the PEI link was mostly paid for by Ottawa. As for the federal government, a spokesperson for Infrastructure Minister Dominic LeBlanc, who also happens to be MLA for Beauséjour, reaffirmed the invitation for New Brunswick and Nova Scotia to apply for federal funding under the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. That would allow for a maximum of 50% of the cost to be covered by the federal government. Two of the major proponents of the flood protection project say they are focusing on making sure the project is completed as soon as possible and not on the disagreements in who might fund it. Amherst Mayor David Cogan has been aware of the Chignecto flood risk since 2016, shortly after he was elected. He and then Sackville Mayor John Hyam helped get the ball rolling on a $700,000 engineering study to look at options to secure the transportation corridor.
From the municipal perspective, my concern is that the work needed to mitigate flood risk is done. Who pays for it is much less of a direct concern of myself as a municipal official. It's not my place really to discuss the federal or provincial positions on who should be paying what. I do have a concern, though, that this might be an issue that's going to take some time to resolve and therefore potentially delay work being done on the dikes, and that would be a concern. We know that the ramifications of a significant flood of the isthmus is far beyond the two provinces of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. It affects the entire country. So I guess I can see why the four premiers have taken the position they have. And I'm just hoping that they can work out the actual financial arrangements with the federal government to a successful point where whatever mitigation plan is enacted will be paid for by some combination of government.
That's Amherst Mayor David Cogan, who just hosted a group of other mayors from Atlantic Canada the same weekend the premiers were meeting in PEI. The Atlantic Mayor's Caucus just released their own statement calling for immediate action on the Chignecto Isthmus. The group is urging the province of Nova Scotia, province of New Brunswick, and the Government of Canada to immediately establish a steering committee to lead the work required to prepare for upgrade or replacement of the Chignecto Isthmus protective infrastructure. But although they only name the governments of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, the Atlantic Mayor's Caucus also says the Isthmus Steering Committee must include municipal leaders from all four Atlantic provinces. Former Cumberland MP Bill Casey is one of the earliest to voice concerns over the risks to the Isthmus Transportation Corridor in light of rising sea levels. He recalls being alerted to a 2007 Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, which cited the isthmus as an example of serious risk, along with the city of New Orleans. Casey recently gave a presentation to the Mayor's Congress about the isthmus and the risk to it.
Right now, my understanding is $50 million worth of trade goes across that isthmus every day. And if it were to flood, it would take a long time to fix. And the proposals to fix it are between $200 million and $300 million. But at $200 million, that's just 4 days of trade compared to the trade that goes across every day at $50 million. So whatever the formula is, they've got to get at it. They've got to get it done before it wakes up, because it will be tremendous. It will be a tremendous expense to all of Atlantic Canada.
Casey has been pushing for action on protecting the isthmus for years. In 2018, funding was announced for an engineering study, cost shared between New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and the federal government. Casey says once the funding was established for the study, which was finally released publicly last year, he assumed that's how the entire project would be funded.
I know that when they did the $700,000 study, they split it. The feds paid for half of it, New Brunswick paid a quarter, and Nova Scotia paid a quarter. And I think everybody kind of assumed that would be the formula going forward with the resolution.
But now that the funding formula has come under question, Casey is stressing the importance of fast action. Another Saxby Gale, a tropical cyclone that passed nearby during a perigean spring tide in 1869 and washed away the dikes protecting farmland on the isthmus, could happen again anytime, says Casey. And this time, there will be more at stake.
It's just important that it goes ahead before the rail line is breached, because it's so serious. It's such a huge expense if it's broken, and you know, much of Sackville would be flooded. If we were to have a coordinated storm with a flood tide like there was in 1869, that rail line would be breached. Like the rail line is now holding back the Atlantic Ocean. It was never designed to do that. But that's what it's doing now. It's holding back the Atlantic Ocean. And if it were to be breached, the whole Atlantic, it would just keep coming until it was level on both sides, which would flood the highway, the pipeline, the power lines, the telecommunication lines, the rail lines. I mean, it would be total. So my concern is the getting it started and getting it done. And the funding is up to them to decide. But the progress has to be made on it.
That's former Cumberland MP Bill Casey speaking with CHMA last week. The Atlantic premiers have made a call for the federal government to fund 100% of the Chignecto Isthmus Protection Project, but a federal spokesperson says the government is sticking to its offer of 50%.